Okay, let's define some of the key terms in operant conditioning. Reinforcement refers to the occurrence of an event after a behavior that increases the likelihood of the behavior reoccurring. Skinner talks only in terms of effects on behavior. He doesn't talk about satisfaction or pleasure, and he doesn't use the term reward. We can distinguish between positive reinforcement, which refers to the addition of a stimulus that will make a behavior more likely to occur, and negative reinforcement, which takes something away. If studying increases because it results in an A, that's an example of positive reinforcement. If it increases because you get off academic probation, that would be negative reinforcement. But note also that it doesn't have to seem positive. Scolding could be positively reinforcing. The attention may increase the likelihood of a response. Punishment, in contrast, decreases the occurrence of a behavior. It can work by applying a negative consequence, this is called positive punishment, or by removing reinforcement. You guessed it, this is called negative punishment. So positive punishers might be things like being ridiculed, yelled at, or touching a hot pot, whereas taking away my daughter's Minecraft privileges is an example of negative punishment. You can see here how the terms positive punishment and negative reinforcement are sometimes confused, and also how punishment can be a bit tricky. Let's make sure you understand the difference.